Daphne, Luke joins us for a Kōrero Lord today about this new book that's being launched today, which he's helped work on with Whatalangi Whiniata. The book is called The Survival of Māori, and it's a collection of 25 papers by Professor Whatalangi and co-authors that's been given out over the last 40-odd years, and that talks of our spirituality, our social development, political, educational affairs as well. Daphne is from Rungumai Wahine, Ngāti Kahanganu. She's actually, in her work and PhD, looked at the contribution of kaupapa Māori frameworks to the survival of our people. So it ties together that she should help to put this puka puka together, which is being launched today in Te Whanganui Ātara. Daphne, tenākwe, thank you for joining us on the show. Kia ora.
Tenākwe, Dale. Thank you for calling.
It's good to catch up with you again. And, you know, Whata's been such a neat guy over the years. I say that with great respect too, because he's challenged our thinking. And as we lay to rest Joe Mason, even just today, we're reminded that these young men as Māori teachers became very influential in the way that we have grown or evolved as a people, Daphne. What's your personal relationship with Whata about, Daphne, and how are you tied into pulling this puka-puka together?
Well, it's, our family, you know, we were raised in Wellington, and we didn't spend enough time at home in Omahu or up in Mahia to learn about tikanga and things Māori. So for me, when I moved to Ōtaki and went to Te Wānanga or Raukawa, it was a revelation, just like many, many Māori from around the country have come and learned about things Māori and things that are important. And I was very fortunate at the time that Matua Whatarangi came and did some work with us. I was running the Māori Climate Development Agency there, and he introduced us to the kaupapa, the framework, and over a few years of driving him and Auntie Francie to various hui as part of the, when he was just finishing his time with the Māori Party, or we were doing some work with Te Aute, I was really privileged to be his driver, you know, have him and Auntie Clancy talking and Taihakere, you know, Ta Taihakere jury or Mason might be in the car, and they'd be talking about all of the amazing things that they'd done. When I was blissfully ignorant in Wellington, you know, just doing what people do to get by. So I'm so blessed. That was where my relationship with Matua and Auntie sort of came from. And we kept working together. We did a few projects here, and just, you know, we shared a real love for the kaupapa framework and kept working with it. And then we began to talk about how his students, how the Wānanga students and other student, Māori students around the country will learn about some of his ideas around survival and kaupapa and that when he's no longer there to teach them. And that's when the idea of writing a book came. And it took a long time to convince him and Auntie that that was the right thing for them to do. They're incredibly humble. But once they were committed to it, you know, we were on board. and it's been quite a journey.
Been quite a journey too. To be honest, I've purposefully not locked in with Whata for ages, thinking that he was crook. I don't know what his health situ is like now, but I'm pleased that you've been able to develop this very intimate relationship with our rangatira, who, as we all know, has pushed the boundaries. And, you know, when you mention names, you know, that have been challenging at the forefront of really interesting developments, like the establishment of Raukawa as well, and you know, the work that's being done, Te Hākure and the like, the jury clan, these are leaders, and I'm so pleased that they've been acknowledged in this way. Interesting that it looks back across the last 40-odd years, eh? So it's not all new material, but still as challenging a read today as it was when it was first penned, do you think, Daphne?
Yes, I think so. I think, you know, when I look back on it, in some ways, you know, there's been huge change. You know, when you're dealing with the Crown agencies now and public servants, it's a very different environment. You know, they speak Māori, they karakia, you know, it's wonderful. It's things that uncle and them probably never thought would happen. And then in other ways, some of the kaupapa are still there. You know, we're still talking about housing for Māori. Some of those big issues still are yet to be really resolved. So there's still work to be done. And one of the things when we were writing the book that took so long was because every time we read one of those papers and we were dealing with an issue like Māori housing, we would sit there and try and find solutions all over again, and we had to stop ourselves from doing that and focus on the book, otherwise it was never going to get finished.
Well, that would make sense, wouldn't it? Because the circumstances have changed. What are we going to do about it? How is Matu? Is he going to be at the launch, and how's his health?
Oh, yes, no, he's going to be at the launch. Him and the family are quite excited up the road. We've had a chat this morning, and they're all ready to go. Auntie's feeling well, so I'm really pleased, because Auntie hasn't been too well lately, and there's always sort of a question mark you played about day by day with Auntie. But the whole family will be there, so we're all looking forward to it.
And we are as well. Hey, thanks a lot, Daphne. I know that you're busy this morning. All the best for the launch coming up later today. The Survival of Māori as a People by Whaturangi Winiata and Daphne Luke. It's available through Huia, I guess. Daphne, is that right?
Yes, through Huia, online, and also through normal bookshops, I think, sort of from tomorrow.
Oh, boy, great talking with you, Daphne. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Dave.
Yummy. Yummy.